Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. This is Jennifer from Kitty City. I was just calling to see if you had any updates for me on our application.
Yeah, I actually, I called and left a message at your office for you. And
did you? Okay, I'm on the road now heading back from a meeting, so I haven't gotten that yet, but okay.
Okay, no problem. I thought I couldn't remember if I called your cell phone. It's been so hectic here this morning, but let me pull up your file here.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Okay, so I know we're going to have a couple options for you. It looks like we're going to be able to, right now we have you to 50. I know you were looking for 30 to 50. So
yeah.
I just want to let you know, so we're going to have that. I don't have the pricing, the terms hammered out yet, but I wanted to give you that update, and that's why I called this morning. So
we are going to get some kind of approval with some options.
Right, so you have approval is like 50, and the options will come as far as the amount versus the term and everything like that. So we're gonna have some final numbers hopefully by the end of the day, but we do have that initial approval for 50. But either way, we'll be able to wrap everything up depending on what options look best and fit for. The business for Kitty City. But I do want to clarify that as we're working up the options, the conversations were based on kind of getting through the hump, right? Getting over the hump. So what kind of term is ideal as far as the length of the loan?
What do you guys generally do, I guess? And I guess, if, for instance, we take the 50 and do, say, a one-year term. So I'm assuming that $50,000 would then be, split up over the 12 months and we'd make payments? Or how does that work? Or how do you guys split that up?
Right. Okay, exactly. So there's no, we don't offer interest only or balloon payments. So
right,
it would be a
right.
Fixed
yeah, I know
payment.
That.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so, all right. So more of a one-year compared to a three-year. Okay.
If you want to give me what the options are for, the price difference between a one-year and, say, a three-year, I don't want to extend it very long-term because, I've enrolled 15 kids in the past 2 weeks. Once the money starts flowing, we'll be better off. But
nice.
If I could have the options, if we did it for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, just so we could have some choice in that, so we could see what the payments would look like.
Yeah, of course. Okay. All right. So I'll get back on the email with underwriting and kind of just ask for an update on when we're going to expect to have some final numbers. But if you don't hear from me today, I'll definitely be in touch Monday morning with all the numbers and we can go from there.
Okay, great. Now, if once we do select what option we would like to do, how soon would we disperse the funds occur usually?
Well, if everything's great Monday morning, then we could probably fund the loan by Monday afternoon at the earliest, or we could wait Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever fits best.
So
I guess
possibly within a week.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
So typically, we have the approval. Let's say we find the loan that works best, and we send over documents, and Sherry will sign and return, and then typically, there might be some stipulations, for a business license example, and then what happens is there's a a third party verification phone call that happens shortly after the signed documents return. So someone will call Sherry and say, verify her identity, make sure she knows what's going on, and. Right, and then we fund the loan. So typically, it just depends on how early Monday we get started. So whether it funds Monday or spills over to Tuesday, just kind of happens with the flow. But we don't,
documents electronically signed, or does she have to physically sign them and FedEx them, or how does that work?
Oh no, so usually for this program for nonprofits, we'll email the documents, but you can't electronically sign them. You have to print them out and hand sign them. We can't use a stamp or anything like that. And you can scan them back.
Oh, okay.
Or fax them back, whatever's easier, you know, fax or scan.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, this is exciting news. I am glad I called you.
Me too, Jennifer. All right, if I don't talk to you in a couple hours, you have a great weekend, and we'll connect on Monday and go from there.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. You got it. Thanks. All right. Talk soon.